Homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard, Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
She's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw. The village chicken is my pawpaw.
Alright guys, welcome into News and Views, 5.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Hi, you darn bear.
Getting an early start this morning, Campbell.
I know.
Credit where credit's due.
I believe I know why this song is playing.
Yeah, well. We've got a real Indian outlaw. Donald Trump savaged Elizabeth Warren on Twitter this morning. I don't know if you caught any of that. It was an absolute savage masterpiece. This guy is the greatest president we've had since George Washington. I'm going to go ahead and declare that as a fact. Donald Trump is the greatest president we've had since George Washington. I'll just say this. It's been a long time. It's been a long, long, long time. Maybe, gosh, I can't remember the last president who just said whatever was on his mind. I think that's kind of like something you're not supposed to do. But I want to read you a couple of tweets.
Harry Truman was kind of that way.
I want to read you a couple of tweets from this morning. Harry Truman wasn't this way, Jack. He was not this way.
Well, that didn't have Twitter.
Well, here's what he said on Twitter this morning regarding Elizabeth Warren's DNA test. Pocahontas, and then he puts in parentheses, the bad version. Pocahontas, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a bogus DNA test, and it showed that she may be 1/1024th, far less than the average American. Now Cherokee Nation denies her. DNA test is useless. Even they don't want her. Phony. Then he continued. He said, now that her claims of being of Indian heritage have turned out to be a scam and a lie, Elizabeth Warren should apologize for perpetrating this fraud against the American public. Harvard called her, quote, a person of color, amazing con, and would not have taken her otherwise. I believe that. I believe she conned her way onto the Harvard faculty. Mm-hmm. And if she was a conservative and she had conned her way onto the Harvard faculty, she would be excoriated, absolutely crushed. But I love it. I love it. I have a statement here from the actual Cherokee Nation. This is the best part of this entire story. The actual Cherokee Nation, which I had to get on their website to get this statement. The website looks like it was built in the GeoCities days and not updated since then. I mean, it had everything except animation and music starting when you, you know, like 8-bit animation and then music starting when you did it with the stars falling in the background. Cherokee Nation's Secretary of State is a guy named Chuck Hoskin Jr. And here's what Chuck Hoskin Jr. has to say about the Elizabeth Warren scandal. Dateline, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. That just sounds like somewhere important. Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin Jr. issued the following statement Monday in response to Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test claiming Native heritage. Quote, a DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship. Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestors were indigenous to North or South America. Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin Jr. said, quote, sovereign tribal nations set their own legal requirement for citizenship, and while DNA tests can be used to determine lineage, such as paternity to an individual, it is not evidence for tribal affiliation. Using a DNA test to lay claim to any connection to Cherokee Nation or any tribal nation, even vaguely, is inappropriate and wrong. I've heard people defending, this is me talking, not Chuck Hoskin Jr. I've heard people defending what Elizabeth Warren did by saying, well, she's not trying to claim a tribal heritage. She's just pointing out that she has Cherokee roots. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is, and I'll read it quote for quote again, using a DNA test to lay claim to any connection to the Cherokee Nation or any tribal nation, even vaguely, is inappropriate and wrong. This is the Cherokee Nation saying that what Elizabeth Warren did was inappropriate and wrong. It makes a mockery out of DNA tests and its legitimate uses while also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proven. Senator Warren is undermining tribal interest with her continued claims of tribal heritage. That is the Secretary of State for the Cherokee Nation. I read an interesting piece.
Didn't she double down on it last night?
Oh, man. She has no shame. I hope she runs. I hope she wins the Democrat nomination. I really, truly do. This isn't like the Democrats who hoped Donald Trump would run and win. We've got a whole montage we could play of that.
Oh, yeah.
This is not like that at all. This is totally something other than that. Because Donald Trump, they thought he was a clown. I don't think Elizabeth Warren's a clown. I think she's a lunatic leftist. And I think apart from Barack Obama's novelty, he wouldn't have been elected as a lunatic leftist. Except the country was in such a bad spot right then. This is an interesting tweet out of Senator Orrin Hatch's office. Probably my favorite thing I've seen yet today. This is his tweet. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. It says, these DNA tests are quite something. And then it has a picture of Orrin Hatch looking at a test result. And then on the right, it says, DNA test results. 1/1032nd T-Rex. The rest, other dinosaur.
He did that?
Yes.
Oh, that is.
What a great sport.
This guy has mastered the art of, what's the word I shall use since I can't cuss on air?
That is great.
Posting.
Yes.
He has mastered the art of posting. That is absolutely hilarious. This is high quality comedy coming out of, you know, the Republicans are feeling it right now. The Republicans are feeling it. Donald Trump has set a new tone over the last couple of years. There's an election coming up 3 weeks from today. Republicans are feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Orrin Hatch knows he's going to get additional support, more Republicans in the United States Senate than he's had presently. And they're feeling it. They're feeling good about it right now. This is an interesting story.
I think Mitch McConnell is, too.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think they realize what's happening. And I think their internal polls are showing something other than what the public polls are showing, but they don't want to let that cat out of the bag quite yet. This is a great story from June 24th, 2008. You might say to yourself, Baron, why are we covering 10-year-old news? More than 10-year-old news. Why are we covering news from June 24th, 2008? This is an NPR story. You might say to yourself, Baron, why are we covering an NPR story from 2008? What is wrong with you?
I would agree, but I'm sure there's something to this.
During the 2008 election, about June 24th or so, Barack Obama had just sewn up the Democratic nomination. And a lot of people were lusting after the first black president, potentially the first black president. It was a monumental moment. I don't care whether you liked Barack Obama or disliked Barack Obama's politics. He appeared to be a decent family man on the surface, and I have no reason to doubt that today. He and Michelle married for however many years they've been married, got beautiful children, and no hint of scandal. Well, hints of scandal, but no corroborating evidence of scandal. And there were a lot of people pining away for it. And like I said, if regardless of whether you liked Obama or not, there was something historic and majestic about seeing the first black president sworn into office. It just was. I mean, it truly was a moment, a historic moment that a lot of people thought would never happen, or certainly not anytime soon. I mean, I remember in the mid-90s, Tupac Shakur singing a song, "We Ain't Ready to See a Black President." Changes. Or maybe I'll play a little piece of Changes. First, I think the first verse is radio-friendly. This is the headline of the NPR story, June 24, 2008, America's First Black President. And then it starts with a list of names: Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson, Warren Harding, Dwight Eisenhower, Calvin Coolidge, Abraham Lincoln. What do they have in common? Well, if you said they were all presidents, you're right. That's not exactly thinking out of the box. They're all subjects to claims they're black, or at least have black ancestors. Throughout much of American history, the one-drop rule said that if any of your ancestors were black, no matter how distant, so were you. And it goes on to talk about the actually legitimate claims that each of these folks had black ancestry. Lincoln, Coolidge, Eisenhower, Harding, Jefferson, Jackson. And I think the interesting thing is, Four, or you could probably even make the argument for five, except I sort of disown Lincoln as a president. But you could make the argument that four of these were some of the best presidents we've ever had. Jackson, Jefferson, Eisenhower, Coolidge. Those were dynamite presidents. Abraham Lincoln established a terrible precedent that the federal government was God in this country and that you couldn't leave on your own. You were basically a slave to the federal government. But other than that, I mean, I think he has a pretty good reputation for being a decent president.
You didn't mention Warren G. Harding.
Harding, not so much.
No.
Harding's reputation is in tatters. But this is a list of some pretty fancy presidents. I mean, if I had to put a list together of maybe the top 10 or 12 presidents, every one of these but Harding would be on there.
Calvin Coolidge, too.
Oh, Silent Cal.
Silent
would be
Cal.
Top four or five.
Where's he from, Vermont?
I don't know. But he would be right up there in the top four or five, maybe even higher than that. Silent Cal was a force to be reckoned with. A force to be reckoned with. But why do I bring this up? Because all of these people, if you listen to the stories, have greater claims to being black than Elizabeth Warren has to being Indian. Every one of them. If you listen to the NPR story attached to this and you listen to it, I mean, you're talking about just going back two or three generations on some of these folks. Not Elizabeth Warren's fraudulent test of, well, perhaps somewhere between 6 and 10 generations ago, maybe there might be some sort of, maybe some claim somewhere of something that might potentially be, can't even find the song Cherokee Nation because all the Elizabeth Warren stories. That's wild.
I'm sure Harvard will keep her, though.
I don't even know. Does she still work there? She retired when she became a senator.
I don't know.
Let's see. We'll take your phone calls outside the break if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's one F. Jackson Campbell III sitting directly to my right.
How you doing?
That's Cher on the on the radio. That's why I couldn't find in the system. I had the song title wrong.
That was my fault.
That's all right. We'll be back. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Half breed, that's all I ever heard. Half breed, how I learned to hate the world. Half breed, she's no good to warn. Both sides were against me since the day I was born.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Did you know carbon monoxide is odorless and invisible? Help ensure your family is protected from the dangers of carbon monoxide. CO alarms should be installed on every level and in every bedroom. And remember, alarms don't last forever, and it's important to replace them every 5 to 10 years. First Alert has been protecting homes and families since 1958 and encourages you to learn more about whole home safety at firstalert.com and visit Lowe's Home Improvement Stores to purchase carbon monoxide alarms today.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Guys, welcome back in. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. We're here with you each and every day on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, from 9 to noon. Fantastic radio programming from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. each and every day. Live local radio 13 hours a day. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you just tune it in here, tear the knob off. You don't even have to worry about trying to change it. There's no reason to. I can't imagine anything else you would want to see out there. Look. You could turn around and be assaulted somewhere else, but, you know, why would you when we, the lovely Kush stylings of Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman and Greg Budell and Joey Clark and Emily Hayes and Rich Thomas and Jay Scott and Dan Morris, why would you screw up with that lineup? If I've forgotten somebody, I apologize. I was trying to go through the shows in order. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We'll take those phone calls now. Debbie?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you today?
Fine.
Fine, thanks.
Oh, my. Y'all don't sound lively enough.
Well, you're violating the caller seminar. You're not supposed to ask how we're doing. We're fine. Everybody, we're fine.
I'm
we'll be
sorry.
Fine all day. That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Trying to stay concise. Okay. Trying to stay concise.
I got you. Well, I actually had an issue one time. Well, it wasn't an issue, an event. I was up in Cherokee, North Carolina, and there was a chief's son that I actually knew when I was a little girl. We used to go up there every year for vacation, my family. And the chief's son had just lost his father. Chief Crazy Hair had just passed away.
What? Chief Crazy Hair? I got a story. I've got to interrupt your story.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
When my wife and I went out to the Navajo Nation for a little while, out in Arizona, and there was a guy there. Gosh, what was his name? I can't remember his name. But anyway, he lived out there on the reservation. And I mean, we were like 2 hours from civilization. I mean, it was the middle of nowhere. And we got there at night, and I actually got a little spooked because I had never seen a sky with that many stars in it. And it it's kind of disorienting when you're that far away from any lights. And I mean, we were in the middle of Navajo. We were, if anyone's familiar with it, Pinyon, Arizona. Kind of in the middle of nowhere. So anyway, I'm up there, and we meet a guy. Oh, Sublett was his name. Bill Sublett was his name. He lived out on the reservation. And we're sitting in there next to where he lives. And I wake up in the morning, my hair's nuts. I mean, it's all crazy. Well, the Navajo word for white man was Billy Ghana. And so he called me Billy Ghana Crazy Hair. Billy Ghana Crazy Hair. Because every morning when I woke up, and it happened the whole time I was there, like every morning when I'd wake up, my hair would be nuts. He'd say, Billy Ghana Crazy Hair. And so,
oh, my God. That's
anyway,
cute.
So when you said there's a Chief Crazy Hair, I feel like a distant kin.
Oh, I hear you. I understand. Well, anyway, I was talking to him, and I wished I could remember his name. I just can't. And he was relating to me that, in his opinion, now he's the new chief, so he's going to have a say in policy where the Cherokee are concerned. He believed, in his opinion, that a Cherokee could not be considered a Cherokee unless they knew the Cherokee language. So they're really, really trying to home in on their heritage, you might say.
I read a great article over the weekend, Debbie. Great call, by the way. Great call, because it allows us to jump off on a very poignant story. Hey, thank you for your call. I read an article over the weekend. This was in advance of Elizabeth Warren's test results coming out yesterday. I don't know. Did she release them over the weekend, or was it yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Okay. I read an article on why do so many white people claim to have Cherokee heritage. It's a great article. I had to try to find it and post it on Facebook because it's incredibly telling. Have you ever noticed that? They never. If you ask your average white person, they all claim to have, or a lot of them, claim to have Cherokee heritage. They don't claim, you know, Choctaw heritage. They don't claim Seminole heritage. They don't claim Sioux heritage. They don't claim, you know, Crow heritage or Utah heritage. They claim Cherokee heritage. And there's this mythos that has arisen around people with Cherokee blood. As a result of so many people claiming over the years Cherokee heritage. And it turns out there's a reason so many people claim Cherokee heritage. As the settlers were moving south and west, the Cherokee Nation was one of the first nations they sort of bumped into. And they weren't particularly hostile. Obviously, you know, all the native tribes were a little hostile, but they weren't the most hostile they came into. You won't find a lot of people, for example, claiming Comanche heritage, right? The Comanches
were a little more violent.
Some of the most savage people that ever lived. You won't see a lot of people claiming Navajo heritage because the Navajos didn't put up with the white man, nor did the Comanches. There's a great story called Empire of the Summer Moon, I think is what it's called. Anyway, it's the life story of Quanah Parker, Q-U-A-N-A-H Parker, Quanah Parker. Look up that book, I think it's Empire of the Summer Moon or Empire of the Summer Sun, something like that. But it's Quanah Parker. He was the last great Comanche warrior, the last great Comanche chief before they finally broke the Comanches and brought them in and everything. And Quanah Parker was actually such a great and well-respected chief, even when they went on the new reservations. Teddy Roosevelt actually went out to Nebraska to meet with Quanah Parker in his home is the first, I mean, unbelievable sign of respect. Quanah Parker traveled to Washington, D.C. and met with dignitaries there and everything else. It's a great, great story. It's a really cool story. But the Comanches, if you read the story, you will read, and it's a very fast read. It reads like a work of fiction, but it's fact. It's just extremely detailed. In short, Quanah Parker was half white. His mother was kidnapped out of an early Texas settlement by the Comanches, taken up to Nebraska, where she was raised from a young girl as a Comanche. She birthed Quanah Parker. Her name was, I think, Sarah Parker or Elizabeth Parker, something like that. But she birthed Quanah, who became known as Quanah Parker. And actually, later in life, they recaptured his mother. The white folks found her and recaptured her, and she wouldn't leave the Comanches to come back to civilization. She's like, I'm not leaving my son. I'm not leaving, because she was treated pretty well. I mean, after being beaten and raped and everything else, she was treated pretty well and didn't want to leave everything she had known. She'd forgotten how to speak English, for example. She had taken up the Comanche language and forgotten English. It's a really fascinating story. Everybody ought to read it if you have any interest whatsoever in these Indian stories. I wish I knew the exact name of the book, but I think it's Empire of the Summer Moon or Empire of the Summer Sun, something like that. Quanah Parker. If you look that up, you'll find it. But anyway, as the white folks were pressing west, the Cherokees actually, I think, saw what was happening and said, okay, what we'll do is we'll accept some of them into our group and we'll put some of our girls into their group, and that way it'll be like a peace offering. And they won't be so mean with us and kill us and shoot us and everything else. And maybe we can all get along. Well, that didn't work out. But in short, there were a lot of people at the time who sort of took Cherokee women into their groups. And it over time, it became almost romanticized. It became almost romanticized where, you know, people, a couple of generations later, their stories started mixing. You know, this wasn't a time when we had television and photographs and all this stuff, and genealogy was a little suspect. And you might not, you know, people died young. You might not remember who your great-grandmother was. And so people would say, oh, no, my great-grandmother, she was a Cherokee princess. It was almost always a Cherokee princess. She was a they didn't even have princesses, by the way, but she was a Cherokee princess. And that's why we moved around, and that's why we were kind of not accepted by these groups, and that's why we were poor, that's why we're because we had Cherokee blood, and it became almost like a sign of honor, a badge of honor. So much so that it's kind of like Woodstock. If you took all the people who claimed they were at Woodstock, there'd be like 25 million people at Woodstock. If you claimed all the people who claimed that they had a Cherokee princess or some sort of Cherokee blood, and it's almost always a woman, it would be an astronomical number of people would be actually Cherokees. You know, there would be almost no white people in this country. I think that's probably what happened to Elizabeth Warren. She probably did genuinely believe she had Cherokee blood. Now, I think she probably exploited that for the sake of
employment.
Yeah. I mean, she recognized it. Liberals are the worst. Liberals are the biggest racists there are. She didn't mind taking a spot from an actual Native American on the faculty. Because there was an actual, I guarantee you, there's an actual Native American that was as qualified as she was to be on the Harvard faculty. She didn't mind taking a spot from that person because she's a racist.
What did she teach, do we know?
She taught law, but some Native American slant to it. I don't know. So, anyway, I think that's probably what happened. I ought to try to find that article and link to it on Facebook. It was a great, great article. And I think it just explains perfectly Elizabeth Warren's problem. What she did was, instead of just using it as family lore, she leveraged the lie to basically become a U.S. senator. I mean, if she wasn't on the Harvard faculty, would she ever have been a U.S. senator? She wouldn't have been on the Harvard faculty anywhere. Anyway, her academic pedigree wasn't enough. She went to a decent school, but she didn't go to an Ivy League type school or something competitive with that. And she's the only member of the Harvard faculty that didn't. And she's also a, quote unquote, according to them, a person of color. I don't see the coincidence. I mean, I do see the coincidence there. It's not coincidence. It's by design. It's what happens. We'll be back.
Come to be gone.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery Fairview location, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Could see some spotty showers ahead of a frontal system today. Partly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-80s. Low tonight, well, turning cooler. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow's high around 76. That's nice. Slight chance for a leftover shower. Partial sunshine. Mid-50s Wednesday night. Then Thursday, a nice day. Lots of sun. High 77. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. That's ahead of the nicest front so far this fall, with beautiful air on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be
Welcome back in.
How you doing, man?
Proving I can play Christine McVie songs. I think it's the third one I play regularly. Actually, I played the other two regularly. This one I played for the first time. I was listening to a Fleetwood Mac concert. I love listening to live music on when I'm home. I just do. I love putting on a concert, just letting it play. And there was a great, great, great live version of the song on last night on an album on Spotify. And I thought, you know what? That'd make good bumper music. Even though it's Christine McVie. I'll waste a Fleetwood Mac spin on Christine McVie. Every now and then. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here every day on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Tomorrow, Jack Campbell, I have a date at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Do you?
I do, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to eat, and I'm going to, I know exactly what I'm going to have already. I'm going to get the pasta bolognese with that big, giant dollop of ricotta cheese sitting right on top of it. That's the special of the week, by the way. I'm going to pair that with a salad. I'm probably going to get the ranch dressing. I normally don't order ranch where I go places, but the ranch dressing at Midtown Pizza Kitchen is so good, so buttermilky, so garlicky, so delicious. It's handmade, homemade right there in the store. You can buy it by the bottle, actually, for $8.99 a bottle. Fantastic, fantastic fare at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Generous sponsors of hour number one. And that's what I'm going to get. I've already decided.
What's it served over?
Rigatoni.
Oh.
Rigatoni, which I learned in my early restaurant days, does not get a spoon. Tony No Spoon, they called it. Tony No Spoon. You just get a fork with a rigatoni dish.
You don't have to twirl it.
No, you just stab it. Just stab it. Looking forward to my date at Midtown Pizza Kitchen tomorrow. So everybody, by the way, go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's a great lunch fare. I'm going to get all that for $9. Rigatoni bolognese, a dollop of ricotta cheese on it, a salad with homemade, handmade ranch dressing. And I'm going to get all that for $9 because that's the lunch menu. That's the lunch special tomorrow.
But don't go in Barron's there because he won't talk to you.
That's not true.
Oh, you're so mean to people when they come up to you.
Jack Campbell, that is just not true. I'm generally polite. Listen, I'll say it again because some people don't get it and don't understand it. At 12 o'clock, I've been up for hours and hours and hours, and I've been talking for the last three. The last thing I want to do is go gab through lunch, you know? Everybody's like, bam, 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 I want to go to lunch. Okay. Now, this is a business lunch tomorrow. That's different. I can do a business lunch. I can perk up for business. But I'm not big on the friendly lunches at noon. I'd rather just kind of, you know.
Underscoring what I just said moments ago.
Do you know what it's like to babble for 3 hours
Look
and then have
at
to go
me.
Make small talk?
My whole life is babbling.
Well, then you got to go make small talk with someone you barely know. That's tough.
Well, I always like it when people come up and say hello.
I love when people come up and say hello. I just don't want to engage. If I get back to my rigatoni bolognese, don't be offended. You know, that's it. Our number 272-9228. 20 minutes till 10 o'clock. Ray Bowles.
All right, real quick. Are we still on the 60-second rule?
No, keep it concise.
You go ahead, right?
You're a dignitary, so you can go as long as you want.
Listen, no, I'm a dignitary that quit and will never go back. Okay, so I have a question. Why? I think the Republicans in the Senate should come up with a new law that if you are 1/1000th of anything, you can register as a minority and call it the Warn Act.
I like this idea, and it would be great if someone would propose this in state legislatures and in the Congress.
And do it now, say, for the election.
Yes, do it right now and say, if you are 1/1000th anything, you're entitled to affirmative action, you're entitled
Absolutely.
To college admissions on the same basis as anyone else, and you don't even have to take a DNA test. You just go consult with a DNA, with a biologist. That's it, because that's all she did.
Exactly. Because in the business world, you could register as a female Eskimo and get all the work up front and have a lot better leg up than the rest.
When you're talking about federal grants?
Oh, yeah, federal grants.
Yeah, to be a female of Indian descent is a tremendous advantage. So why would you not? Yes. Ray Bowles, this is why you need to run for Congress, my friend. Because you know who won't vote?
I would do, but the problem I have, I tend to say what I'm thinking. And
well,
working
for Trump. It's working for Trump.
Yeah, they wouldn't
Ray,
like that.
Ray, the problem with proposing something like that is it might pass.
Hey, that's fine with me.
Absolutely. It would pass in a heartbeat. And then she would be up there looking like an idiot.
Everybody should be entitled.
Because of what she did.
Yeah, because, and they call it the Elizabeth Warren Act, and then the whereas section will say, whereas Elizabeth Warren of unproven and at most 1,024th Indian heritage is listed on the Harvard faculty as a person of color. This same privilege, I mean, you talk about the beneficiary of white privilege. She is the definition of it.
I mean,
but this
same privilege
should be extended to everybody. This same privilege should be extended to everybody.
If it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I don't care. I mean, if you have any ancestors in the United States that go back to the 1700s or even the 1600s, and I've got a host of them. I'm big on that genealogy stuff. I love digging around on it when I have spare time. I've got dozens of ancestors going back to the 1600s in this country. The first one I found in this country was 1630. But by 1683, I had like two dozen. You can't tell me that some point between then and now, somebody didn't fool around with some Indian girl somewhere. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, it probably happened. So I probably am as much American Indian as she is. Where's my Harvard faculty appointment?
That's what I'm saying. I want y'all to call Senator Shelby. You have more power than I do. And tell me, you want this act through immediately.
You're an elected official. We're just hacks.
No, I'm not. I quit.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't run again.
Oh, you were an elected official. We've always been hacks. You're a recent hack.
I was done. I ran on term limits, and I stuck to it.
Ah, you're a sucker. All right. You should have done that.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Ray.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Who's this?
You got the Sparkies on the phone.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey,
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I take exception to what Jack said the other day about Elizabeth Warren's age. You know, she's an Indian. For Pete's sake, she sleeps in a teepee. Probably hasn't a good night's sleep in her life. She's got to scrounge around for food. Hunt the buffalo. It's not easy being an Indian.
Hunt the buffalo.
So that makes her tough enough to be president, is what you're saying.
No, she's a moron.
No, really.
She's a third idiot.
Anyway, that's all I had. I tried to get you yesterday, but I was busy working. Well,
everybody has to work.
I tried to stay on. Yeah, I know. But anyway, keep up the good work, fellas. How'd I do?
Thanks.
Oh, knocked it out of the park. This is an A-plus call.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah, thanks.
Considering there were two of them on the line. That was a great call. That was a great, great call. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Kodachrome. If they could have just had a Kodachrome back in the 1600s to catch Elizabeth Warren's alleged... I'm going to take one of these tests, Jack. I've been resisting because I didn't want the CIA to have my DNA. But you know what? If they want your DNA, they can get it. They go find some drink you were drinking out of, cigarette butt you dropped on the ground. They'll find something. I don't smoke, by the way. But I used to leave DNA everywhere when I chewed Copenhagen. Spit that stuff all over the place. If they wanted my DNA, they could have it. I might go ahead and take the test. Because if I am at least 1,024th Native American, I'm going to start applying as a minority everywhere.
It worked for Heather Moore.
It is true. It did. I forgot about that. Barrymore Industries is listed as a female minority-owned business. Yeah, we'll be back. I think she actually has a claim, unlike Elizabeth Warren.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Did you know carbon monoxide is odorless and invisible? Help ensure your family is protected from the dangers of carbon monoxide. CO alarms should be installed on every level and in every bedroom. And remember, alarms don't last forever, and it's important to replace them every 5 to 10 years. First Alert has been protecting homes and families since 1958 and encourages you to learn more about whole home safety at firstalert.com and visit Lowe's Home Improvement Stores to purchase carbon monoxide alarms today.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
As Dave calls him the Jewish Elvis.
Honey sweet.
Who calls him that?
Dave Mowry. 49 minutes after 9 o'clock, 11 minutes to the top of the hour. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Guys, listen. I want to sharpen your attention to something. I want to sharpen your attention to something because now's the time to start thinking about it. Bo Goodson offers a real estate school every so often. And he offers it, and it's, I think it's a 20-week school, one night a week. That's it. I mean, you're talking one night a week from 6 to 9. Now, you're not going to be out till midnight. You're not going to be out every night. Plenty of time during the week to do the studies. You know, it's not a tremendous amount of out-of-school work, you know, an hour here or there. And you can be on your path to being a licensed, independent business person, because when you're a real estate agent, you really get to set some of your own hours. You're not sitting in a cubicle all day. You get to get out among the folks, meet a lot of people. It's a fun profession, and it can be very lucrative if you work hard and do a good job of it. The first place you do is you start by going to thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, and getting in touch with Bo Goodson over there at the Goodson Group. They can explain everything about the real estate school. You can call them if you want. You don't have to get on the website, 551-0225, 551-0225, Bo Goodson, thegoodsongroup.com. Great school. Bo's been in the real estate business, gosh, 40 years or more. He's a silver fox, by the way. He's a silver fox. He's got the gray hairs to show that he knows what he's doing in this business. TheGoodsonGroup.com. While you're on the Goodson Group, go ahead and look. You can shop for a house on there. You can check with them about listing your house. Maybe you want to move, upgrade where you're, or maybe even, what do they call it, downsize?
Yes.
Downsize?
Downsize.
Maybe you want to downsize. You know, you're now an empty nester.
Empty nester, yes.
You don't need that 7-bedroom palatial spread in Wind Lakes. Maybe you need to downsize to a 2 or 3-bedroom place now that the kids are gone. Hey, thegoodsongroup.com can help you there as well. Bo Goodson, great, great real estate agent, great team around him. We talk about Eddie Bader a lot. He's over at the Goodson Group. Thegoodsongroup.com, 551-0225, 551-0225. Give him a call or jump on the website if you need anything at all dealing with real estate. Who's this? Hello? All right, turn your radio off. Put you back on hold. Turn your radio off, and I'll be back with you in a second.
Wow, that was me.
Well, no, I don't hear background noise. A judge has dismissed Stormy Daniels' defamation suit against Donald Trump.
And how do you defame a hooker? I mean, come on. Come on. Honest to God, you're selling your body. How do you defame a hooker? That makes no sense. I'd have thrown it out, too. Said, you're a whore for a living. And you're worrying about a little defamation? My God. Grow up. This is some damn lawyer trying to get rich. What's his name? Avenatti?
Avenatti.
He's an idiot.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. Well, let's first. He dismissed the lawsuit and ordered her, Stormy Daniels, to pay Trump's legal fees. And ordered her to pay Trump's legal fees. Now, here's the great part of it. You know, every time one of these lefties gets attacked by Donald J. Trump, they throw up a GoFundMe page and hundreds of thousands of dollars from lefties pour in on it. Those lefties are paying now Donald Trump directly.
That's so great.
Because her GoFundMe page is going to be turned over to Trump.
I love it.
I love it, too. I absolutely love it. Here is the way Judge S. James Otero of the U.S. District Court in Los Angeles wrote in a 14-page ruling.
I'm surprised out there.
I know. That was Forum Shopping 101. And they thought they had a good judge. Here's how lousy her case was. Now, this was a 12B6 motion. Lawyers out there just perked up. It's hard to lose a 12B6 motion. I mean, it's hard to lose. If you're the plaintiff and someone files the 12B6 motion on you, it's hard to lose. But she lost. Not only did she lose, she has to pay all his legal fees. Here's the way the judge worded it. If this court were to prevent Mr. Trump from engaging in this type of rhetorical hyperbole against a political adversary, it would significantly hamper the office of the president. Any strongly worded response by the president to another politician or public figure could constitute an action for defamation. This would deprive the country of the discourse common to the political process. Jack, she's a hooker.
Yeah.
And he paid her like $130,000. She's a high-priced hooker.
Take your money and go home and be done with it.
Amen. That's what I say. But you mentioned Avenatti. There are some who are seriously wondering if he's not a Trump supporter in disguise. Think about it. Brett Kavanaugh was on the ropes. Brett Kavanaugh was on the ropes when a single woman was...
Came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere, and her story seemed plausible enough, and it was mild, and everybody said, well, you got to hear what she has to say. Let's delay the hearings. Avenatti comes out of nowhere with a woman who claims that Brett Kavanaugh was part of a gang rape squad that held weekly parties gang raping women, and somehow people kept showing up to the gang rape parties, presumably to get gang raped.
Exactly.
And Avenatti did this with a straight face, meaning... It became more likely Brett Kavanaugh got on the Supreme Court, not less likely. So this was, by Avenatti getting involved with gang rape woman, this helped Donald J. Trump through the elevation of Brett Kavanaugh. That was a quick victory for him. Now, Avenatti screws up the Stormy Daniels case so bad that Stormy Daniels, for a short period of time, became the de facto spokesperson for the Never Trumper movement. Now, again, she's a whore. You had the left lionizing this whore and trying to make her out to be some perfect, you know, virtuous, you know, victim of this mean, awful Donald Trump who paid her $130,000 for her services. That's a lot of money.
That's an awful lot of money.
I'm not saying I'd sell myself for $130,000, but I'd think about it. I've never been offered that much. My goodness, it'd be tempting.
Well, don't hold your breath.
I ain't that good looking. Oh, my goodness. That's, now this is the second victory Trump has had in the last 2 weeks because of Avenatti. This ill-advised defamation suit that was dismissed and gives Trump again a win and makes this woman look like an absolute lunatic. Have you noticed something? All of Trump's opponents and truly vocal people, they all have one thing in common. You know what it is? They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Good morning. Avenatti. I've been trying to put my finger on that. And I don't know, have you ever seen the movie Catch Me If You Can? It's based on a true story where the dude, he defrauds, I mean, the airline, he defrauds the postal service. And he goes in as a lawyer as Evan. That's one of his gigs. His name was Avenatti. I just had to throw that in there, man. I don't know if this is part of Trump's joke, but that is funny. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but it's called Catch Me If You Can. That's a pretty good knockoff if he done this. And he said this, that is so funny.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it's sure. if it's not true, it should be. It should be. Hey, thanks for the call, Ray. Our number 272-922. People, don't get upset that we're trying to speed the calls along on this program. Don't get upset that we're trying to speed the calls along.
Why would you even say that?
Well, because...
Did I look upset?
No. Someone... Look, I get the complaints on this show, and I get them regularly. And there are some complaints I look at, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. I shouldn't have said that. You know, if I... Like, the most famous one, where I made negative comments about a dog a long time ago, or I made negative comments about bicyclists on the side of the road. They're entitled to their 3 feet. I get it. By law, the whole nine yards. Give them their space. Don't scare them. But if I'm trying to improve the quality of calls to this program and keep them moving along, don't complain about it to the station's management.
Oh, did somebody do that?
Yeah, they did. Listen, Debbie's a big girl. She's a tough woman. She's not hurt by the fact that we're trying to speed the calls along. She didn't get her feelings hurt. She'll call back. We love Debbie. Debbie's been a good caller. Debbie's got great banana pudding. You know, not everybody is a caller and a dessert bringer. Debbie is.
She's been a long-time caller to the show.
She has. So Debbie's a big girl. You don't have to take up for her. But here's the deal. If you don't like our program, turn the channel. Turn the channel. I really don't care. I really don't care. Our ratings are so high, we could lose a third of our audience and still have high ratings. And so if you don't like what you hear, turn it off. You can complain. That's fine. That doesn't bother me.
I wish you'd stay around, despite what Barron says.
But I don't care. I really don't. And like I said before, when we started the caller seminar, I'll just turn the phones off. We've got so much news today, honestly. I have so much news. I enjoy the calls. The calls are fine. They're fun when they come in. I like to have them. But if people are going to complain about them, then I just turn the phones off when I show up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll turn them back on at noon, and Dan Morris can take calls, and Greg Budell can take calls, and Joey Clark can take calls. But, I mean, you know, if you're asking me to slow down and basically halt the program so we can have a conversation every time someone calls in about what kind of a mood I'm in, come on.
Well, I can tell you, don't waste your time on that. I can tell you what kind of mood he's in.
I'm telling you up front, I am fine, damn it. I am fine. Everybody, I am fine. Jack is fine. Jack, how are you doing? You doing okay?
I'm darn
good. Good. We're fine. You don't have to ask. But if I point out you don't have to ask, calm down. It was not Debbie that complained, by the way. It was some busybody. We'll be back.